Welcome to The Way. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
And we're back.
What's good? What do you do, baby?
Okay, Kawhi. The wait is over.
Yes, you guys. We've been gone for far too long.
Yeah, no more of that fuck shit. We're back on our grown woman shit.
Yeah, like we're back on our grind. We've got a lot of things planned coming down the pike, so
it's the summertime. Summertime is active. So yeah. This is the best time for us to be on our shit, honestly.
To be honest, there's so many events going on. There's so many great things happening in the city, and we definitely need to be covering it.
Yes.
But let's tell you guys a little bit why we've been, you know, missing in action, I guess. We've had so much going on, you guys.
Like, where do we even begin?
I mean, I guess we start with, like, the first thing that's happened.
We moved.
And we live together now.
We're back.
Hey.
Double trouble.
I mean, you guys are seeing us in our podcast room, in our new home.
It's still currently under construction.
However, a lot of the house is.
It's come a long way already.
Yeah, but we're definitely excited about, you know, being able to decorate it, and it's not that nice of a house, so we're gonna be like painting and doing basically whatever we want, because we think our landlord is chill as fuck.
Basically. Oh yeah.
So we're gonna like...
And that's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
We've noticed.
But... Yeah, he could have... Let's not even get started on
that. That's another conversation.
Yeah,
so we moved, and as soon as we moved, somebody got bronchitis.
Bitches got hit with bronchitis instantly.
I got this shit from her.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so bad because she was already down and out for, like, the whole week.
Yeah, like, basically I did all that traveling, came back from Connecticut, moved all my shit, and then was hit with it like a semi.
It was really a whole week. You were on your ass for a whole week.
I was real sick, but I feel much better now. I've lost my voice, like, twice within the past month, so I'm, like, I feel like I have a clean bill of health now. Yeah. I've got my voice back, and so I'm good to go.
Although your voice is kind of hot when it's raspy like that.
It's weird. It's so hard for me to talk, and I'm, like...
It's fun when you sing, though.
Yeah, I remember one time I lost my voice in Atlanta, and this guy's like, are you a singer? And I'm like, no, I just drink a lot of alcohol.
No, I just can't talk.
Right, like the Knight Rider.
I have no voice.
Yeah. Also, skirt, let's not forget, I went to New Orleans in all this time.
NOLA!
Yeah, like, the week that trip happened, I wasn't even home for, like, most of the week.
Yeah,
and then
true.
I came home for, like, 4 hours to pack. And then got on a plane to New Orleans. And honestly, I think we're going to make an entire episode about the anxiety, stress, and shit show that is traveling via Spirit Airlines.
Yes.
I've created an entire campaign, and I think I could do an entire episode for you guys
Fuck Spirit, bottom line.
So we're going to do that one next. But just know there's an entire story behind that. But all in all, New Orleans was amazing.
New Orleans, the way.
Right.
Spirit Airlines, not the way.
Fuck you.
Fuck Spirit.
Always. Yeah. But now that we kind of quickly caught you guys up on our lives, we're going to keep the shit rolling.
We're doing good. We are doing good. We're healthy. We're active. We're keeping it pushing.
Yeah. So. That I feel like things could always be going better, but right now they're pretty...
Yeah.
They're pretty steady.
We're mild. We're right in the middle.
You know, like, we're not the entire struggle bus, but we are riding it.
Let's see. So we are actually here at the end of June, and we had a really fun time celebrating Pride this weekend.
Yes.
Rainbow galore.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh. But trying to find a rainbow outfit or an outfit that had rainbow incorporated was like... Why is it this hard?
Well, first of all, we definitely went to the wrong area.
Yeah, we did.
We went to South Center.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a mall in Washington, in Seattle. It's one of the biggest malls out here, for those of you who don't know. But as far as, like, Pride-friendly shopping. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, I saw campaigns of H&M doing Pride clothing. And we went to the H&M there, and they had, like, maybe a small, like, 2 racks for men only. And I'm
it was, like, swim trunks. It wasn't even, like, clothes.
I was really confused by that, because I've seen the campaign, and I'm like, why are you guys doing something different than every other H&M this month? Or maybe they just decided to clear out their, like, racks because it... was the last weekend.
You know what? That I also didn't think about, but there's an H&M downtown too.
We could have gone.
And the one in downtown Seattle might have had more, considering the area that it's in.
But I actually don't think that one's down there anymore. I think they moved it. They moved it to U District.
But we definitely should have gone to like Capitol Hill along on Broadway in that area, because even when we were just walking around there, like yesterday at the Pride Festival, there was stuff every fucking where that we were seeing that was rainbow. Like anything that you could think of too, like gloves, tights, shoes, underwear, and wings and capes.
Honestly, we could have showed up to Pride with nothing on and then have like picked out an entire outfit.
There was these really cute unicorn headbands that were like all sparkles.
I really wanted one of those.
Those are really cute.
Anyway. Yeah, so we did that, and we got to be a part of the, what was it? The Dykes March?
The Dyke March.
The Dyke March.
Which we can say because that's what it's called.
I feel really weird saying that.
It is, right? Because I feel like that usually has a negative connotation.
It does, and every time I want to be like the Women's March. Like.
Yeah. But it was called the Dyke March, which I guess is like a historical march that they do out here.
They do it every Pride, which I've never been able to do Pride as a patron. I've always worked Pride, so it was cool to be a part of it in a consumer aspect, I guess, like seeing everything that they do, because I didn't know that there was always a Dykes March
or a trans march. I had no idea. And the way that they were talking about it was like, you know, every year they do this with the motorcycles and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, this isn't common knowledge. Like, but that's so dope. And I got emotional.
Yes, Jasmine almost cried because Jasmine almost always cries.
I just felt like so empowered and fulfilled, and just like I had a purpose in that moment. Like, it felt great to be a part of something. And
I felt it too, because like I was so giddy. I felt like a little kid. Like I was skipping around and I was just like, this is so cool. Like, look at us right now.
There was dogs in front of us, behind us.
Yeah, they were chanting. Yeah, it was definitely powerful. It definitely felt like you were part of something and a part of something that mattered too.
That's a big thing, is a lot of the time I go to these things and it's like, you know, sometimes it's a waste of time. Sometimes it's a waste of money. But that was a good time.
Yeah, I definitely appreciated that.
So if you didn't get to participate in Pride Seattle, I hope you get to participate somewhere in an area near you, because I know that they had stuff going on all month long.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope you guys had fun and got to participate like we did, because that was a first for both of us, and we had a blast. We were hella cute, too. We looked so good.
And if you guys, you know, didn't get to go this year, go next year.
There's always going to be another year. Also, don't forget Stonewall.
Never forget. So this week, instead of doing a song of the week, we're gonna do a show of the week.
Yes,
because a new episode is dropping tonight and we are ranting about it. Like, we love this show already
and we stumbled upon it like an accident, kind of.
So we want to talk to you guys a little bit about it. Jazz, tell them about it.
Such a trip, this show.
It really is. So the show is Euphoria. And if you guys have been keeping up with Drake at all, I mean, you know I have.
Always. That's daddy.
He is one of the executive producers of this show. Mm-hmm. And it is actually, I'll give you guys a little bit of a rundown. It's the American adaptation of the show. There's also one in Israel called The Same Thing. And it basically follows a 17-year-old drug addict who has absolutely no plans in never doing drugs again. Like, it's like her only way of being able to live, basically.
That's the feeling that she gets when she's high, is like what she's consistently searching for. And striving for.
Exactly. So it's about her and then her friends and her family and just her life, her school. It's kind of like Degrassi, but on crack cocaine.
I've never seen Degrassi. I wish I could know that that comparison. But what I do like is that it centers around her and her life. But then, like, you also see these other situations fold out with people who she comes in contact with.
Yes.
And it's like, those shits are all fucked up and crazy too, but yet they're all intertwined.
They're all intertwined. Everybody's story is somehow connected to somebody else's story.
And everybody's story is fucked up.
Like,
nobody's story is not crazy.
For one, all of these people in this show are supposed to be high school students.
High schoolers.
And I'm like, Look, me in high school, education, that was it.
There's drugs, there's sex, there's crazy sex stuff, there's abuse.
There's abuse, there's a transgender girl who gets abused.
I think
we
so.
We think. At some point, like, there's just so much going on.
There's
a lot of, like, pornography being filmed.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
But it definitely keeps you interested.
Yes.
It's a ride from beginning to end. There's no...
A roller coaster.
There's no dull moments at all.
Absolutely not. And I think that one of the reasons we wanted to talk about the show on this episode is because Zendaya plays Rue, who is the main character, who is the drug addict. And we've never seen Zendaya in such a dark role.
It is fucking wild.
I don't even know if I believe it, but she is acting well. Like, she's doing a really good job, but it's just like, it's Zendaya. Like, this is obviously not reality, you know?
You know, she's obviously getting older. She's becoming an adult. So, of course, she's going to take on more adult roles and whatnot, you know. And God bless her, because I love and support her.
I love her so much.
But, like, you know, she was in, like, Spider-Man. And that was kind of like, you know, you're on your way there, you know. And then you haven't seen the OA, but she is in the new season of the OA. I'm not going to ruin that, you know. But that, you know the show. The show's kind of dark.
Right.
You know, so her being in the OA, that was kind of like a more of like a darker role for her too, to see her in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing this, it was just like I needed that slow progression
into complete drug
like
addict
this. And you know, I'm thinking of, like, you know, Zendaya gotta kick it up, or whatever that dance show
that's
she was
exactly
in.
What it was
yeah
called.
Gotta kick it up with Bella Thorne, and now she's fucking in Euphoria just doing drugs and it's so wild. But she is doing a great job, like you're saying, like it is believable, but you know that she's acting, but she's doing
so well.
Good job at it.
And like, it's really hard too, because I feel like, because I like Zendaya and I know she's a good actress, I want to automatically, no matter who her character is, I'm automatically rooting for Zendaya's character.
True.
And in this one, I'm like,
it's hard.
But bitch, get your shit together.
It's almost like the stuff that she's doing. It's like, bitch, you're so fucking
stupid.
Like, just get it together.
She's doing a lot of like self-sabotaging stuff and things that like are very obviously not good for her. And you're just sitting there like, and she knows it. And you're like, no, Zendaya. But like,
there was a scene when she almost got herself like raped by a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like he essentially forced her to like do drugs, and then was like, oh, but you need to pay for it.
Yeah.
But the bitch ain't got no money.
But has absolutely no money.
Oh, just anyways. I recommend
really
it.
Good show. It comes on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there's only two episodes out, and they're dropping the third episode on, what's today? June
30th. Sunday, June 30th.
So the third episode will drop tonight, and then there will be a new episode, of course, next Sunday.
Which is the 7th.
July the 7th. So
you're not too far behind if you haven't started.
We definitely recommend it.
And it's binge-worthy.
Yeah. We hope you guys tune in, and then we can have like a fun little discussion about it, because it's a really great show.
It's definitely enthralling. Yes. We're excited to hear about it. We'll probably talk about it on Twitter and on our page. So stay engaged and give us some feedback, because it's a fucking wild ride.
Roller coaster. And now I guess we'll go ahead and get into our hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we want to go into this hot topic saying that it's a very touchy subject right now.
For everybody.
It's super political. And I think it's a great time to bring it up because, you know, we just had the Democratic debates.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something that they're going to be talking about
a lot.
All the time.
A lot.
Because it's very important. And the next president of the United States needs to have a very strong backing of their belief system on this situation, because I think it'll make or break, or it'll be pivotal.
It's definitely going to be pivotal in the history of our nation.
Definitely.
Sure.
So if you guys don't already know, within the past month or two, there were a series of abortion bans that were passed in a bunch of southern states, some more restrictive than others. There are some states who criminalized abortions altogether. Like, they basically said you cannot have an abortion no matter how far along,
what the circumstances,
like,
nothing. If it was rape,
like,
incest.
You can't.
Yeah.
And that was Alabama. They passed that bill and it's like completely like no abortion in Alabama. There are a few other states, I want to say Missouri, Texas, and there's one other state who are still pending on that bill for them. And then there are 9 other states as well. Too many fucking states. And I'm going to read them to you guys so that you can get a kind of a picture of like where not to ever fucking travel. But the list is Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Ohio. And those states have basically, they're the states that have a less restrictive abortion ban, which I don't know. If you have a ban at all in your state, it's already too restrictive.
It's too much. It's too fucking much.
But I guess they're basically saying it would prohibit abortions after 6 to 8 weeks.
Which I don't know if you know this, but a lot of women generally find out that they are pregnant around that time.
Yes.
Like, it usually takes about that long for them to start even experiencing the symptoms and, like, side effects that come along with pregnancy. So, imagine that. Like, it's very, very rare that you wake up and you're just, oh, I know that I'm pregnant.
Like,
you
know, we have our period every month, so that's already 4 weeks.
Right.
So, you would have to, the moment you don't have your period, be going in to get an abortion.
Right.
In those states.
Right. And it's just, it's so hard because women sometimes don't even have periods every month.
Yeah. And not only that, but I think that one of the things we're saying is that women, it puts everything on the woman and no responsibility or accountability on the male in the situation. So it's like we've basically passed a bill, or, you know, we passed these bills who it only pertains to one part of the country or one gender.
Essentially. 100%.
And there's more women than there are men. And it's just kind of like, it takes two to tango. We all know this.
And there's so many different, like, conspiracies or different theories as to, you know, why they're doing this and what's going on. And here's what the issue is. It doesn't matter about why and who. It's just a matter of, like, it needs to stop. And It actually, you know what? It does matter on who is doing this. Because when it comes to women's rights and women's bodies, why do we have men making these decisions? Why is there not something completely set? Like, these men literally don't know what the fuck they're talking about. There's quotes out there that the men who have voted on this and made these decisions literally saying dumb shit because they don't fucking know what they're talking about.
Or understand. Like,
And
I don't know any man understands the female reproductive system unless they're like a gynecologist.
Right, unless they literally went to school. And
every regular Joe Schmo knows absolutely next to nothing.
I've had a guy literally ask me, like, oh, well, can't you just stop that? Like, can't you just stop it?
What? No, I love that option. Where's my off button?
Right, let me just push this button, switch it.
Could you show me where my off button for my period is? Thank you so much. I wish I'd known this like years ago.
No, so it's already hurting business in some of these states.
Yes.
A lot of it's hurting, I don't want to necessarily say tourism, but like production companies and a lot of places and where shows and movies are filmed in the South, they're looking for elsewhere, other places to take their work because they don't stand behind that. They don't want to feed into the government of a state where they support
a bill like
that, you know. So
exactly,
there's little ways that people are trying to stand up and fight back and speak out, you know. And still a lot of these have to get passed.
They're still pending
and even further, you know. And there's only so much that can be done and that can happen. But, like, the fact that this is on the table.
That it's even a question.
And it's getting this close. That's the thing. It's so scary that this is the future that we're headed into.
Yeah. And it just really makes me upset. I definitely think that the one thing we do, like, the one message we want to get out there is that everybody out there who is having sex should be having safe sex. Mm-hmm. But we all know that that's not always the case, right?
And teaching abstinence as sex education is actually more detrimental than proper sex education.
Exactly.
So I'd rather you guys use condoms and birth control and be smart about it than just...
And go get tested.
Than telling you guys to just not have sex.
Because it's not working. Children are still having children.
Right.
And so here we still the fuck are, and you guys are trying to ban abortion so that somehow they stop having unprotected sex. That just means more babies. Like, I don't know. Anyways, there's all of that. But if you want to get if you want to get involved, there are multiple organizations that you can donate to, and the one that you could probably that could probably use the most help at this point is Planned Parenthood, because they provide so many free services to females, and not only females, to a lot of people even in like the LGBTQ community as well.
We just talked about that yesterday. We were at Walgreens and they had Plan B behind the counter.
Yeah.
And it was like $50
yeah,
like for a pill. Go to Planned Parenthood.
But you can go to Planned Parenthood and get it for free.
Free. For the free.
So I just think that we need to, one, support the businesses that are, you know, offering these free services like Planned Parenthood, and we need to put our money into those. And then two, we just need to look to our leaders and our government and make sure that they also have the same values and beliefs as us, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's going to take. We can't sit back any longer and allow them to just pass bills willy-nilly. And
Speak up, take a stand, do your part. Your voice really does matter, believe it or not. Numbers do talk.
Yes.
You know, it's time to put our foot down. We're already kicking up enough of a storm that small little change is happening. So we just got to keep fighting the good fight.
Yes. Alrighty. And now that we've somehow put a really nice, beautiful spin on the abortion ban, let's get into our Seattle happenings, you guys.
There's so much stuff going on.
There's so much.
Summer 2K19 is in full swing.
I mean, summer in Seattle is just lit. Anyways.
Like today, actually, for example, beautiful. Sun's out. It's like 80 degrees. Bitches is hot.
I'm hot as fuck right now. But yeah, so we've got a lot going on this week in particular. This weekend is the 4th of July.
Hey. Whoop,
Independence Day. Just another reason for folks to drink and not go to work.
I know, right? That's honestly what it really is.
I mean, for me, for real.
Independence, you know, like shouts out to the U.S. for becoming independent, but not necessarily shouts out to where U.S. is today in its current state, you know.
Yeah.
But like you said, drinking, barbecue, fireworks, it's a great time.
You know, summertime, turn up.
So that's going to be happening on Thursday. Everybody enjoy your day off. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Don't do it. So there's a ton of things going on this weekend, obviously. You guys probably already know some things going on. But if you don't, this Friday, July 5th, there will be another Fat Ass Friday.
Fat Ass Friday.
Hey, hey. And that'll be at LTD in Fremont. It should be popping. That's a cool little dive bar over there. There's a few other clubs and bars over there, so if you feel like, hey, you want to make a whole night of it, you can just bar hop. They got food for days, and it should be a good time.
The music's always good, too.
Always popping.
Yeah.
We'll really probably make an appearance at some point.
So check out your way, girls.
And then on Saturday, the next day, there's another day lit. It's the third one, and your girls will be working the door.
Yes, we'll be there.
So you definitely got to come say hi to us, and that one's going to be at View Lounge.
View Lounge, and if you guys have not already bought your tickets, you're probably out of luck because it's probably already sold out.
I don't think it's sold out just yet, but also don't sleep on it because it will sell out.
It will. Every single time this is the third time I've worked it, it's sold out the last two.
Yeah.
And there's people that are trying to buy tickets
at the door. Like, and here's just a note to everybody who shows up at the door. You still owe money. I'm just kidding. But for real, everybody come.
No, you're not kidding. If you're not on the list and you did not pay beforehand, you're not getting in for free. Just a PSA.
The way with Jazz and Tay, keeping folks straight.
Right.
Okay?
We don't play about our money.
I'm kidding. But yeah, that should be a good time. It's always a good time.
The music's always good. There's always brown people everywhere.
So much melanin.
I love
it. So much black excellence. Come be a part of it. I mean, it's 4th of July weekend, so what else are you going to do?
And we'll be looking really cute. I mean, who doesn't want to see us when you walk into any building?
I'm dead. And then I'm sure there's a plethora of other things going on this weekend, but we're going to just jump ahead. July 13th is R&B only, and that's going to be at the Showbox
That shit was fun.
I don't know if it's the main Showbox or Showbox Soto.
We'll find out.
But we'll update you guys on that.
We'll let you know.
That should be a good time. They haven't been here in like 2 years, I think.
Yeah, we went to the last one. Yeah. That shit was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We were so sweaty.
Yeah.
We were dancing, though.
Yeah,
we
that is dancing. Actually, you're so true. and then Summer Jam's coming back.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
Space Jam,
and
Summer Jam.
And YG's gonna be there. City Girls is supposed to be there, but I don't know how they're gonna do that with somebody who's pregnant and somebody who's in jail.
Well, she's getting out soon. She might be out in time.
Okay, I don't know how they're doing it with a pregnant girl, but, you know, I mean, Beyonce's done it, Alicia Keys has done it, Cardi B has done it, so, you know, people perform pregnant all the time.
It happens.
We'll see. Who else is gonna be there?
I don't know.
I don't remember who else. I know is I'm going for YG Zaddy.
And we'll give you guys a better lineup as the time gets closer.
But that's July 26th. And then the day after
is my birthday.
Hey.
July 26th. I'll be so old, you guys. Ugh.
I'm trying to get Jasmine on this whole, like, thought process.
I know.
Of, like,
she really is. You're so sweet.
Evolving the way we think of aging. Like, aging is a good thing.
True.
Like, have your 20s really treated you that
true.
Well?
That's true.
I find some stability in my 30s. Like, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
True. You're right. Yes. So, I'm turning 26 on July 27th. I'm trying to take some time off around that weekend. So, hopefully I can turn up and have a good time.
Let's go.
But I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited.
It should be fun.
Leo, baby.
Let's go. What it do, baby? So let's give a quick recap of the episode.
Let's get this shit.
So us moving in together, obviously the motherfucking way.
Obviously the way. And we've only decorated one room, but it has us feeling really cute and excited and good about it. So really
hopefully
excited.
We'll have some pictures for you guys to show you guys what it's looking like.
Yeah. So that's the way. Bronchitis, not the way.
Never the fucking way. Because just like, what was her name? The lady that did the commercial, ain't nobody got time for that? The commercial. The news story, and she was like, ain't nobody got time for that. I really didn't have time for that shit. Like,
it stopped for no one. Life stopped for no one.
Like, work doesn't stop for nothing. None of that. Like, moving doesn't stop. Having to clean the whole house doesn't stop. So, I really didn't have time. And it was just really depressing, to be honest.
Not having it. Not anymore.
Pride Fest.
The way.
It's always
the
way.
All the way.
I think love is love and love is beautiful. And also, I just think that, like, we just shouldn't be concerned in other people's affairs.
It was a really, really fun time. Like, I'm so glad that we went and that we did it.
Yeah. I really do. I wish that we'd gotten out there earlier and been able to, like, see a little bit more. But I still had a good time.
You know, there's always next year.
Oh, yeah.
Next year, we should have a better game plan going into it.
Oh, yeah.
Pride the way.
2020. Stay tuned for it. And then our show of the week, Euphoria, The Way.
It's The Way. The issues at hand, drug use, not The Way.
No.
But the show has been done very, very well.
I'm
definitely going to agree and say that's The Way.
Like, a lot of people have been hating on it because, you know, it's a Drake thing. It's teenagers. It's another teenage drama.
Everybody hates on Drake, though.
Everybody hates on Drake, and I don't know. I think they're just, like, just that haters. Like, there's no other reason for it because the man, like, low-key can do no wrong. Like,
true.
Everything he touches turns to gold or money. He's got the Midas touch.
He's got the Midas touch.
I think that's why
touch.
They're mad.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm obviously a Drake fan. I'm biased. I shouldn't even be in this conversation. But that's The Way. Euphoria is really good. You should check it out.
Hashtag The Way.
Okay. And then abortion bans.
Obviously.
Not the motherfucking way.
Never.
I mean, it's never going to be the way. I'm hoping that it's never going to be a reality.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you know, the bills have been passed, but I'm hoping that somehow retroactively we're like, that's not a thing.
And maybe hopefully, like, with our new president, maybe they can enact something in which there's a council, a woman or female council, who makes decisions on things like that.
That would be nice.
That should be an idea that one of the candidates brings up, because that person would definitely have my vote.
That is true. But I feel like all of them are going to say that, because at this point they're all pandering, but I'm going to listen to them, because anything they've got to say is better than what the fuck Trump is saying, okay?
Hands down.
He can't win this year, y'all.
Mm-mm.
So abortion ban, not the way.
Not the way.
But I think that having these important conversations and, you know,
educating the country,
educating yourself, educating the country, sure. educating your friends, putting money into Planned Parenthood, always the motherfucking way. So do those things if you haven't. And I really just say educate yourself. Seattle happenings, always the way.
Always the way.
We hope that you guys get active and do something really fun this 4th of July.
Please, and be safe. I can't stress that enough. Be safe.
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to drink, drink responsibly. Don't get behind the wheel. Stay at a friend's house. Come stay with us. We got an extra room for y'all.
We got a lot of extra space. Please, don't fuck around and hurt yourself.
Hit us up if you want any more info on any of the other Seattle happenings we've talked about here. And catch us at one of them because, you know, we might slide into every single thing we just talked about. We
definitely might.
We definitely will. Anyways, where can they find you on social, Jazzy?
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at JazzyMonet93. Skirt, skirt.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at SorryBoutIt. That's SRY_BoutIt. And then on Snapchat, you can find me at LadyTay10. And you guys can find us The Way on Instagram and Twitter. And our Instagram is The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Uh-huh.
And then our Twitter is The Way JT. And get at us on Twitter.
Yeah, we be out here, actually. We've been active on Twitter lately, so fuck with us, please.
Yeah, because we fuck with y'all, and we're funny as fuck, so.
Okay.
All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in this week. We'll talk to you guys next time.
See you later. Bye.
Peace.